It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. You know, there once was a famous violinist who traveled across the country performing concerts, and he owned a priceless violin. It had been handcrafted by a master, and its sound was known to bring people to tears. But one evening, while preparing for a grand performance, tragedy struck, and as he was tuning the violin, it slipped from his hands and crashed to the floor, splitting into pieces. The audience gasped, and his heart just sank. The concert director rushed over, and, "You can't perform with that. The concert is ruined." But the violinist remained calm, and instead of canceling the performance, he borrowed an old, worn-out violin from a stagehand. It was scratched, and it was out of tune, and nothing like his priceless instrument. The audience murmured in disappointment. How could a master musician play with such a weak, broken instrument? But then he lifted the bow and he began to play, and at first the notes wavered. But as he poured his skill and passion into the violin, something miraculous happened. The melody became rich, full, and powerful, and by the time he finished, the audience was in awe, and some even in tears. When the applause died down, the violinist held up the old instrument, and he said, "It is not the violin that creates the music, it is the hands that hold it." You see, friends, so many times we feel weak, broken, and inadequate, just like that old violin. But God's grace, it's not dependent on our strength. Instead, His power is made perfect in our weakness. And when we surrender ourselves to Him, He takes our brokenness and He plays a melody of His glory through our lives. No matter how weak or unworthy you feel today, remember, it's not about your strength, but the hands that hold you. If you place yourself in God's hands, His grace will turn your weakness into something beautiful. Today on Fresh Oil, we're sharing from my new book called The Grace Revolution, and today I want to talk to you about grace for strength. God told the Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You see, at some point in life, we all face our limitations. Our strength runs out. Our faith feels weak, and our burdens sometimes just feel too heavy to bear. Our struggles seem too much to bear. No matter how strong we appear on the outside, all of us experience moments of exhaustion, doubt, and despair. Yet this is exactly where grace meets us, not in our strength, but in our weakness. See, I'm talking to you today about grace for strength. God's grace doesn't just help us in our weakness. It empowers us through it. Grace strengthens us even when we're weary. Life has a way of wearing us down. And whether it's through trials or the responsibilities or the battles within our hearts, we often come to a place where we feel like we just can't go on. Have you ever been there, friend? Isaiah 40 in verse 29 reminds us, and I love this verse. It says, "He gives strength to the weary, and He increases the power of the weak." Grace doesn't just give us temporary boosts. It provides us with spiritual, supernatural endurance. God's strength in us helps us to get through whatever we're going through and whatever we're facing. Grace strengthens us in our spiritual battles. As believers, we face battles that go beyond the physical. Spiritual battles against fear and doubt, temptation, and even discouragement. I love what Paul said in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. He tells us, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." You see, grace is what enables us to stand firm when we feel under attack. In James chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible declares this. It says, "But He gives more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." You see, the more we rely on His grace, the stronger we actually become. Grace will strengthen you in times of suffering. Suffering can sometimes feel overwhelming, whether it's physical pain, going through an illness, or emotional wounds, or just difficult circumstances in life. But grace doesn't remove all suffering. What it does is it gives us the strength to get through it. Paul, who suffered great hardships, he wrote in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." God's grace doesn't just deliver us from trials. It carries us through them, like the poem, Footprints in the Sand. Let me give you some biblical examples of God giving strength through His grace. The Apostle Paul, like we said, he found strength to endure hardships. Just read about the trials he faced. It lists them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. He faced beatings, imprisonment, shipwrecks. And yet this guy declared this, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." See, we are strengthened by the grace of God. Grace was the power that sustained him. Then there was David, who found the strength to face a giant. David didn't defeat Goliath with his own strength. No, he trusted in God's power. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 47, it said this, "It is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." Sometimes we forget who the battle belongs to. It belongs to the Lord, friend. It's not ours to fight. Grace gives us the courage to face the impossible, the giants in our life. And then there was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. We read the story found in the Gospels in Luke chapter 22. Jesus had that ultimate trial of going all the way to the cross to pay for our sins. And before the cross, Jesus cried out in prayer in agony, and he said, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done." You see, even in his suffering, grace strengthened him to fulfill his mission. Now, you might be thinking today, "Keith, how do I walk in grace for strength?" Well, number one, begin by acknowledging your weakness. God's strength is made perfect when we admit we need him. The psalmist said in Psalm 73, verse 26, he said, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart." Trying to rely on our own strength, it only leads to frustration. True strength comes when we surrender our circumstances to our God. And then secondly, pray for grace daily. I pray for grace each and every day. God, I need a fresh dose of your grace today. Grace is not a one-time assistance. It's a daily supply that we get from Father God. In Hebrews 4 and verse 16, it invites us, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." I don't know about you, but I need His grace every single day. Ask for grace to endure, grace to stand firm, and grace to overcome the trial that you're facing today. And thirdly, stand on God's promises. Oh, it's so important to memorize the Word of God, to get some scriptures in your heart. God's Word is full of promises of strength. How about Psalm 28, verse 7? Let me give you a few. This one says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." Isaiah 41, 10. This is one of my favorite verses. "I will strengthen you and I will help you." How about Isaiah 40, 31? "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Speaking and believing His promises activate His grace in our lives. When I sign books, when people purchase books, I always write Isaiah 41, 10 in the book, because God strengthens us and helps us, and He did me. In my year-long battle that I struggled with a physical infirmity, I found His grace was the strength that carried me through. Fourthly, lean on the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit's called in the Bible our helper in John 14 and verse 26. And in Romans 8, 26, it tells us the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The more we depend on the Holy Spirit, the more God's strength will flow through us in our lives. And then again, like I've said over and over, surround yourself with encouraging believers. We were never meant to carry our burdens alone, and grace often comes through the encouragement of others. I'm telling you, each and every Sunday, I get encouragement from my friends and my believers and my congregation who will encourage me and remind me that God is faithful. You know, in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says this, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Find people who will pray with you and encourage you and remind you of God's strength. And then today, if you're struggling and you're going through weakness in your life and you'd say, "Keith, I really need some strength today. I just don't feel like I have the strength to get through another day." Pray this. Say, "Father, I come to you in my weakness. I need your grace to sustain me. Fill me with your strength and help me rely on your power and not on my own. I trust that your grace is enough for every challenge that I face. In Jesus' name." In closing today, there was a little boy named Tommy who loved to watch his father work in his wood shop. And one day he saw his father using a big electric saw to cut through thick pieces of wood with ease. And amazed, Tommy asked his father, he said, "Dad, how does that saw have so much power?" And his father smiled and he pointed to the cord that was plugged into the wall. He said, "It's not the saw that has the power, it's the electricity flowing through it." Curious, Tommy unplugged the saw and he tried to turn it on. And he pressed the button over and over, but nothing happened. His father chuckled and said, "Tommy, without the power source, it can do nothing. But when it's plugged in, it can cut through the toughest wood effortlessly." And then the father said, "Tommy, this is how God's grace works in our lives. On our own, we struggle and we fail. But when we stay connected to Him, His grace gives us the strength to do what we could never do alone." See, just like the saw was powerless without being plugged into the source, we are weak without God's grace. But when we remain connected to Him, plugged into Him through prayer and faith and dependence on His strength, friend, we can overcome trials. We can endure hardships and accomplish things far beyond our natural ability. "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." You see, God's grace doesn't just help us survive, it empowers us to actually thrive. When we are weak, He is strong in us. When we feel like giving up, it's His grace that carries us. And when the battle is too big, His power fights for us. Whatever weakness you face today, God's grace is enough for you. Choose today to rely on His strength and not on your own. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil as we've talked about grace to help us in our times of weakness. I'm teaching from my new book called The Grace Revolution, and it's available on Amazon.com. And if you go by there and search Keith Manley and The Grace Revolution, it'll come up. Hey, I'd love to hear from you this week. Go by my website. It's really easy to remember. It's weneedgod.com. And drop me an email. Let me know where you listen to the program on or the podcast, what format you're listening to the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Walk in grace. God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.